What
the fuck is this?
At least it has like the label of what it, you know, or, like, so when I just had to go to the store and be like, this says A23, we're good. Okay.
I feel like being really cheeky because like it's late. I'm kind of irreverent. To be fair, why aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, a little braiding exercise, but I find it really good to just like run down muscles and long strokes with. Right? Could be nice. Because good girls. So many rewards. Pillow goes away for now.
That's right.
And roll back and forth. Percussive massage and include other components. Earlier I caught myself saying Keska fuck. Dangerously close to bilingual, right? Could be good. Can we get grants from the federal government if we make this bilingual? Neither of us fucking speaks French, but that's okay. We can just shout random fucking French words. Right? It'll be great.
I mean, like, it's Canada, so we're like at least that bilingual.
Right?
I'm bilingual enough to read the wrong side of the, like,
cereal box and still like, oh yeah, fucking the Cheerios, that's what I'm looking for. Fucking the Cheerios, that's what I need. Hold on. A little wrap around there, eh?
Yeah.
There you go. Little stick.
Yeah.
Did physics happen? Because it sounds like physics happened. Yeah, and I saw that. Fucking forked apart. Because they twisted up at the bottom right here like such. And then flew off by 1 degree or so. But from that many feet away, that's going to sting. Here, see. All straightened out. All straightened out. Alright, do we go for the culture grant by just randomly shouting things in French? Right? See, like, that would, some of them are appropriate, right? Like, for example. But instead of screaming, you can say tabernacle, right? Like, that would be appropriate. That would work.
Considering my language difficulties at the best of times.
Yeah, I know. Like, play with different languages. It would be great.
We just have a subtitle at home in French.
Nice. We did. Here's the script we tried to use, right? Didn't work. We did earlier talk about the whole, like, safe word versus gestures thing, right? And why one works but not the other. Don't hide his go.
Oh, God, yes.
Wiggles her ass at me. Brilliant. Whack. Literally put that shoulder in. Nice. Fuck, this thing comes together. So it has a certain velocity it likes to be swung at, right? Like, I can move it slow, I can move it fast. Slow thuddy blow, like such, right? Mm-hmm. Not too bad, not too bad. Super fast singy blow, like such. But like, right in the middle, it has this nice little thuddy thing where you can see the falls. They come down all together. And it's super easy to aim, right? Do it with this nice full arm motion. Just comes together. If you lay your finger out, in line with the palm swell, across the grip, it goes for the point. Could not be easier. What a pleasure to use. All the little details. Fun pussy. Now, really getting into cherry red. Always good.
Oh, fuck yes.
Always good. How cold is this water bottle? Not cold enough, but cooler than your ass. I start adding random French words to this for no apparent reason. Over to Bull Eye.
Just need to remember what's French for Carter Daddy, though.
Yeah, that's not a real language anyways, right? It's fine. Nobody really speaks. It's like Dutch. Who fucking speaks that? Millie, basically.
I knew where that was going.
Yeah, well, obviously, right? So you can just, like, randomly throw words in there. It doesn't matter. Like, Harder Daddy, sure, right? Or, like, alternatively, Palm Frites. Who gives a fuck? It's not a real language. We're all good. Inhale. You can laugh. But but you still have to take in oxygen. Right? Poutine. We got both at once. That was nice. Is it harder when you get hit, like, if you're laughing and then you get hit? Is that harder?
I don't think so. I think it was just because that blow was particularly... And Little Hyde is just a little bit more stingy, so then it...
Yes.
It's, yes.
Relax.
It's good.
You're good. I'll rub your back. Palm heel, to that, that down its length, hold it, fuck, that's a bit warm, move my hand lower, just for safety's sake.
Please don't burn yourself on my ass.
Exactly, right?
I know it's hot, but...
I'm actually totally blanking on other French words right now. Again, made up language, this isn't hard. What's easier than writing in Elvish? Just fucking scribble shit. Who gives a shit? Ooh, plasma. Nice. Ha! Jesus, where's my phone? I have a French dictionary. Random word. I don't know how to say any of these fucking things, but that's fine. If you want me to pronounce this shit correctly, maybe you shouldn't have lost every fucking war. Against the English. That's the key thing. Oh wait, that's the Dutch dictionary. Well, that's made up fucking language too. What difference does that make? I'm fucking pulling ball can into space. We're not gonna use the Polish dictionary either. Getting some of that Velcro action in the intro, eh?
Like,
you can't
decide if this would be getting onto or, I mean, the sheets are here.
Yeah. Trey Passy. Hey. I don't know what the fuck pang is. That was a good word. Ah! Maybe it's that noise. Nope. Too many. What? What?
That's not French.
I know. Just telling me what the fucking blip cards are.
Oh.
Détonation. We're going back to the L.
Please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That seems to have good responses despite really good hits. That's too many fucking syllables. Oh, nice.
This is the best ever.
Where is that? That's all foolish. Something from the French. I think I would be amused if we did something that is maybe specifically kind of teasing Millie. Where is this?
You gonna make me read?
Maybe. Yeah, I was thinking I would find that, like, really annoying passage where both of us sat there over breakfast and were like, what the fuck number of assumptions are you making?
Oh, the one with the, like, harvesting or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I remember where that is.
Good, find it.
Okay.
It's been a little while since I've read that book.
Oh, there we go, okay.
Okay, so...
What are we going to do while I'm reading?
That's what I was wondering. So, I'm thinking probably, almost certainly, definitely Hidachi.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You can read the thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I will have it on the silly teasing settings and ramp it up as we go. Right?
Okay.
Awesome. So that'll be a start.
Because it's only like a paragraph, right?
Oh, fair. That's good. So yeah. I'll ramp it up fairly quickly.
Okay.
And after that, you just start listing off the fucking silly assumptions and explain why their assumptions and models are bad and why they should feel bad.
Okay.
And we'll just play with the settings.
we're just going to deconstruct it as well.
And we're going to play with the settings.
All right.
And we're going to use the postmodernist challenge to do this.
Okay. Whew. Although hunter-gatherers had previously led semi-settled rather than entirely nomadic lives, moving between a number of temporary or seasonal shelters, the ability store cereal grains began to encourage people to stay in one place. An experiment carried out in the 1960s shows why an archaeologist used a flint-bladed sickle to see how efficiently a prehistoric family could have harvested wild grains, which still grow in some parts of Turkey. In 1 hour, he'd gathered more than 2 pounds of grain, which suggested that a family that worked 8-hour days for 3 weeks would have been able to gather enough to provide each family member with a pound of grain a day for a year. This would have meant staying near the strands of wild cereals to ensure the family did not miss the most suitable time to harvest them. And having gathered a large quantity of grain, they would be reluctant to leave it unguarded. Okay, so, assumption number, well, whatever. Okay, so, first...
counting is hard. Analysis is easy, counting is hard. I don't want to say anything about G-Spot, but it seemed appropriate at the time.
Okay, so flint-bladed sickle. Are we sure they used a fucking flint-bladed sickle? Elsa, how do you make a fucking flint-bladed sickle? Oh, fuck. Okay, and then in 1 hour, you gather 2 pounds, and somehow that, like, assumes that you're going to gather X amount in 3 weeks, because, like, I don't know how many fields I know of that if you gather, like, the first 2 pounds in an hour... I feel like you run into a law of diminishing returns and fuck me!
Off she goes. She's doing well. Moving a little bit into the non
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep. There we go. You're alright. Time for pedals.
Yeah. As my lens is still chained up, I'm just gonna wrap
it. We're gonna figure it out. Come in here, give me some nuzzles. It'll be okay. I'm sorry, the nipple was right there. I couldn't not.
Okay.
You're okay. You need me to unlock you?
I feel like we could let my legs. Yeah, that would be okay.
Yeah, we're good. Okay.
We can put my legs down.
I'm just gonna use the Velcro on this end.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we would want to deny those people with their Velcro quick release fetish, right? Look how much easier it is. This is why there's Velcro, clearly. Because these little fucking
pieces I got the bitchies. One down. Fuck. I got the one clip down.
Perfect.
In the meantime, everything else has been. Fuck.
That is just a palm on your mound, my dear. That is nothing fancy. That'll
okay,
be
so we didn't
easier.
Get very far into the analysis there.
You got 2 points in, you maybe maxed out a little bit. That's okay, though.
I don't know if hysterical literature analysis is going to be a thing.
Well, it's like hysterical historical anthropology is what it is, right? Now, that seminar class would have been even fucking better than it was. It was already pretty great. This guy had a pretty fucking baller presentation about the fucking Acadians. Jesus, he was drunk. It was wonderful. Nice. Well done.
Just a little splash water
on
my nose right there. That was not so hot.
Ha! There's a fetish for that, too. You go on various sites, right?
I drown myself in my aftercare.
Yeah. You go on various sites, right? And it's just fucking K-list after K-list after K-list. And it's just like this shopping list. I'm sure that fucking like accidentally waterboarding yourself is a thing, right? Hard limits, fucking waterboarding yourself. Ooh. Although I gotta say, that kink.com scene is fucking superb.
Oh, I've never...
That's always the little things. We were talking about context earlier, right?
Like,
so cute. Tumbler.
The hairbrush.
Yeah. Oh man. That's so favorite. Tender. It was. Oh. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. Not that they're old or anything, but like their stature at the time was such. But like one of the grand old ladies of GWA introduced that clip to me, right? You know who I'm talking about.
Yes. Oh my god, I love her
so much. I mean, how could you not?
So great.
Whew. Thank you, Kink Mom.
Yes.
Knife time. I like the little bit of panic there. Like, oh fuck, what's flying? Oh, it's just a scabbard, that's fine. It's cold. It's okay. I know. You know it's not cold.
My butt.
Yeah, no joke. It'll be okay. A little risky. Not gonna go all the way with that, because the second you start to thrash, you are so fucked.
Yep.
Yeah. Self-control Google, what about this? Now it's safe. Go, pommel nut, go. This is absolutely not your intended function. Alright, rib for her pleasure. And riding it, riding it, riding it, and jump. You're good. Good job. So yeah, constant raid. I mean, my confusion over the fucking tool was like flint sickle. Have you fucking seen flint tools? You're lucky. You get it's a super sharp cutting edge, but it's also like 2 centimeters long at most, if you're lucky, right? This isn't fucking dragon glass. Although to be fair, you can nap it out decently. That's variables, right? Like sickle. What is meant by this? Like, if hooked cutting tool, then kind of like that, maybe, but like a curved edge, not feeling. Constant rate. Which article were you reading? It was earlier, because it was bread, right?
Oh, yeah. That possibly, not the other way around. Yeah, possibly breads. Yeah, the harvesting of grains for breads kind of triggered the. Oh, let's hang out, because this bread shit's the bomb.
Yeah, let's stay here and wait for this fucking shit to come back.
As opposed to the whole, yes, we made grains, and then we discovered beer, and then we settled down. Or that we, no, because, no, the beer one actually assumes that we'd settled down, because it's the storage that if it gets wet, then all of a sudden it's.
But like, not just a little bit wet, right? But like, really quite wet.
Yeah.
You should roll over something. It's Banky with the book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The book that makes too many assumptions in that particular chapter is actually rather good in, like, the other 8 chapters.
So much convincing.
Little rubberized soft cover. Fuck, that's loud.
Is it ever?
Yeah, I'll melt the mic on that one.
Oh, pretty here we are.
I find it loud, you know. Mike is definitely finding it loud.